USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical depression Claudette is moving into the Carolinas after dropping heavy rains in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. It also left 12 people dead in its wake. 10 people, including 9 children, died Saturday in a multiple vehicle crash south of Montgomery, Alabama. Police say 8 children were killed in a van from a youth ranch for abused or neglected kids. The vehicles likely hydroplaned on the wet roads, triggering a chain reaction crash. Claudette is forecast to re-strengthen to a tropical storm before it moves over the North Carolina coast and back out to sea. And after a preliminary investigation, authorities are calling a deadly crash at a Florida Pride parade an accident. A truck about to join the Wilton Manors parade Saturday evening quickly accelerated, hitting at least 2 people, killing one and severely injuring another. Police say they believe the elderly driver accidentally accelerated. He was taken into custody at the scene and has cooperated with the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The result? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
At his meeting last week with Vladimir Putin, President Biden said that he warned his counterpart that the U.S. would retaliate in kind against future cyber attacks. The president told reporters after the meeting that he told Putin there would be consequences unless the Kremlin clamped down on hackers, possibly beginning a cyber cold war. But Fiona Hill says the cyber war is already a hot one. The former senior director for European and Russian affairs in the National Security Council tells CBS's Face the Nation that the U.S. needs to try to get the Russian government to agree to exercise some restraint.
We've already seen these ransomware attacks, which, you know, many of us suspect have been criminals for hire or at least have not been reined in by Russia, which is, you know, tantamount also to certainly allowing attacks to take place on, you know, everything from pipelines to hospitals and other systems. And in terms of information war, I mean, we know that the Russians have been out using social media platforms, all kinds of propaganda. So we're already there. I mean, what we're trying to do is try to rail that back and try to get some kind of restraint here.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A bipartisan group of senators are urging President Biden to support their nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill announced last week. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said Sunday that a $1 trillion infrastructure deal was there for the taking for the White House. Senator Jerry Moran also believes that the deal can come together quickly. The Kansas Republican tells Fox News that putting his support behind a bipartisan bill would give President Biden a chance to live up to his inaugural address.
I think the Democrat members of this effort are checking in with the Biden administration, awaiting the return of the president from Europe last week and now from the weekend in Delaware. My hope is that we can have a decision from the White House as to whether there's anything here that they will support. You know, Republicans started negotiating with President Biden. He rejected our latest proposal. This group has been negotiating with other members of the Senate as compared to the administration. But I assume what's happening now is that the Democrat members that we've been negotiating with want to touch base with the White House and make sure that they can be supportive, the White House can be supportive of the direction we're going. And really, in a sense, give President Biden the chance to live up to his campaign promises, his inaugural address about being a bipartisan president, wanting to work with Republicans to accomplish, goals that are important for the country. Mm-hmm. And infrastructure is certainly one of those.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.